Good morning, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Brian.
What should gardeners be doing in the month of April?
A lot of things. It's a busy time of year, but then the lovely cool weather is conducive to gardening. Now is the time to prune and tidy all perennials that have finished flowering, such as Easter daisies, lavenders, francoas, daylilies, agapanthus, and hebes. Don't forget to take any pre-chilled bulbs out of the fridge during April. You might have bought some new daffodils, tulips, or hyacinths, so make sure you chill them for a little while before you put them in the ground. Put them into pots or in the garden, whatever suits you, as soon as you take them out of the fridge. Also, take care with hydrangeas and cut them back only the stems that have flowered to two plump buds. Remember to fertilize your bearded irises with rose fertilizer and avoid any nitrogen-rich fertilizers for bearded irises because all you will get is foliage and no flowers. Now is also the time to feed your beardless iris, such as Siberians, Louisianas, Japanese iris, so on. They love acidic fertilizer like camellia and azalea fertilizer. So they're the exact opposites of each other. Cyclamens are also now in bloom, so put some weak liquid fertilizer on them fortnightly to encourage them to continue blooming with large flowers. Don't overwater them and remember to put the pot in an unheated room overnight. Cyclamens love a cool environment. Pot on or repot any root-bound houseplants this month and don't prune your roses yet. Wait until the end of June. But remove any diseased leaves, spray or fungal diseases and continue to deadhead them and remove any rose hips. Remember, if you keep the rose hips on, the plant will put all of its energy into the hips and not into the plant itself. Don't forget to tip prune your natives, such as Wistringia, Grevillea and Callistemon, to keep them bushy over the cooler months. Why not plant some colourful polyanthers for wonderful winter colour? Always looks lovely in the garden. Vegetables, lots to think about here. The plant vegetable seedlings, mini cauliflower, late leeks, loose leaf or winter lettuce, shallots and spring onions, parsley, potato, but only in frost-free districts and silver beet. Plant them now. Water all seedlings with a weak seed weed fertiliser when you plant them. You can also try planting some veggie seeds, Asian cabbage and root crops, broad beans, spring and salad onion, English spinach, Japanese turnip, and winter lettuce. You can collect vegetable seed on the plants that have finished, and remember, if you can, to allow one plant, particularly lettuce, to go to seed and collect and dry the seed just from the one plant. All the others can keep giving you leaves. Remember to select one that did not bolt to seed, as the plant's genes will retain that annoying trait in its babies. Lettuce seed will be good for 5 years, so no need to rush to use them. Store your seed in a paper envelope and mark it very clearly. Keep it in a cool, dark place. Discard any strawberry plants that are 3 or more years old, as they are past their prime. Cut off any strawberry runners and plant them on mounded soil that has good drainage. Use black weed mat around them and mulch to surround them to keep the fruit off the soil. And I have some other information for gardeners just to keep themselves safe. I get frustrated when I watch some of our Australian gardening programs, I'm not naming any in particular, and so many of the gardeners don't wear gloves. And it's a really bad thing to show people. Wearing gloves and some other protective items, such as a hat, can keep your gardening experience safer and healthier. Wearing gloves will keep your hands cleaner, especially your fingernails. You can prevent blisters by wearing gloves when doing a repetitive task, such as raking leaves, sweeping, or digging. Gloves can also prevent splinters, rose thorn stabs, and other cuts and scrapes. Gloves can prevent you coming into contact with pesticides or fungicides, and also gardening activities such as turning over compost or spreading mulch or dealing with animal manures. Remember that this action can release fungal spores into the air, so please be safe in the garden. Please wear a dust mask and gloves if you're handling potting mix, manure, mulch, or compost. And always remember to make sure that you are showing the right thing to do for younger gardeners. I have some diary dates. Inverall Gardens down at Margate are open all of this month, every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I've just received a fabulous newsletter, and it looks like there are some fabulous native flowers in bloom at the moment. The other thing to remind gardeners about is on Sunday, the 16th of April, is the South Channel Garden Trail. Now, I know the tickets are sold out. They sold out within a few days. But for those of you who have bought tickets, don't forget to go. And lastly, why not think about taking one of the tours available at Government House? There are three garden tours available. One is the Garden Produce Tour, the other is a Significant Trees Tour, and the third one is the Ornamental Garden Tour. If you want to find out the days and times, just visit the Government House website and they'll provide you with all the information.
Thank you, Heather. Certainly food for thought.
Thanks.